Welcome to today's business segment with Justicia. I'll be with you until the hour of 2:30. It is exactly 6 minutes past the hour of 1. Now, today, the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development, as well as the Shack Dwellers Federation, handed over houses at Opuwa. Let's just have a listen to Councillor Rosa Mbinga, who accepted the houses on behalf of the community members.
Development workshop plot. Honorable Minister, those are all efforts to try to reduce the lack of housing and land in Opuwa. Opuwa over the years have struggled to retain or to attract crucial professionals and investment in various sectors. That's one of the main reasons why we went into partnership with other companies so that we can also try to change the image and to beautify our town. Honorable Minister, the population of Opuwa is growing so fast. In 2021, we have a population of about 35,598 people. Looking at today's statistics, we are at 36,559. This is because of the current drought. People are now roaming through the town to look for green pastures. Today, the population of Opuwa is also contributing to the lack of water in the town. The water supply in town has become a problem as we only pump 80 cubic per hour, while the town is in demand of 120 cubic per hour. So there is a demand to construct another reservoir and for drilling of new boreholes. Yes, we are in consultation with NamWater. They are trying to get water from Alpha to Opuwa. The pipes have been laid, still in progress. We hope by the end of the year or early next year, we are going to see progress. Honorable Minister, as I am indicating all the challenges in Opuwa, we are also happy to witness that growing very fast. And we are also happy that the government is assisting Opuwa with all the projects as we submit them to the office. Currently, as I am standing here, I am proud to announce that we don't have any outstanding money at the minister not paid to us. Every single of us is paid on time. Thank you so much for the office. Having said that, we just want the minister's heart to be softer so that you can say, if you are coming in for some new project, we need assistance. Because all our water lines underground, they are very old. And water is leaking. And we need to renew this, and we need a lot of money. So if the minister sees some other letters on the table, just be assured that we are really working very hard over here, and we appreciate what the ministry is doing. We just need some more attention. In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to welcome you to this beautiful town of Opuwa. Once again, to commend the Shack Dwellers Federation for the good work, and also the residents of Opuwa for joining the Shack Dwellers, because people have this habit of trying to question anything. But you didn't question the Federation, you just join. Therefore, I really thank you and use the example to more other people. They should learn to join. They should learn to commit themselves. Because these people are saving money as little as $10. But today they are standing here proud and have houses. Thank you so much for the minister for traveling all this way to come to Opuwa. Very dusty, very hot, but it's your town. Thank you so much for the commitment. Let me, in conclusion, thank you once again, Shack Dwellers, for making the dream of the Opuwa residents the reality, to own a house of their own. Enjoy this day in our beautiful town. May God bless our town. Thank you.
That is what we are getting from the handover of 112 houses that were constructed by the Shack Dwellers Federation of Namibia. This took place this morning in Opuwa in the Kunene region. Now, in other news, MTC this morning introduced its new MTC Innovation Center and Mobile Home at the High Tech Transfer Plaza Select HTTPS. This is to encourage rapid innovation by facilitating the flow of specialized knowledge and fostering functional ecosystems inspired by cutting-edge technology. Now, speaking at the event is the Managing Director of MTC, that is Leaky Erastus.
Allow me to respectfully write on the already established protocol. As for me, there is only one word I will use today. What I'm seeing in front of me is the HTTPS partners, current partners, and as from today, future partners. So welcome and good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, today we mark and celebrate another milestone for MTC, NAST, and the entire nation at large, as we officially launch the MTC Innovation Center here at the HTTPS. This is an innovation hub where industry experts and academics will be appreciating and leveraging synergies to transform innovative ideas and concepts to life. Indeed, a national center of engaged excellence that will explore and fuse innovation with the transformative power of technology. I would like to express my sincere appreciation to you, the partners, for taking time to join us here today. Your presence is highly appreciated. Thank you. Our chorus of innovation will never cease, particularly in our endeavor to accelerate and set ourselves fit for the 4IR. Presently, the engine that drives the world economy forward is fueled by innovation. As such, to ignore innovation would be to commit economic suicide. The present world is a constant evolution, especially pertaining to how we live and do things. This dictates for new methods in conceiving solutions to emerging societal demands and expectations. It prescribes that we become proactive and innovative if we are to boost productivity in a sustainable manner and remain leaders of our respective industries. Whether in private or public sector, innovation must be the order of our business existence. And therefore, a nonchalant approach to it must be discarded, because it is injurious to our social welfare and national economic development. Dear partners, for us to meaningfully complement the government's efforts, we have an appreciation in our philosophy that partnerships between leaders in industries is highly essential. Furthermore, we believe that the enabling ICT policies in place can only be meaningfully leveraged on if we as players, regardless of industry, adopt a culture of smart collaboration. Innovation exercises are costly and very risky. Not all ideas become commercially viable solutions. Therefore, in our complementary effort to the state, partnerships with like-minded institutions are important in absorbing the risk, but also in reaping the rewards. Hence our invaluable cooperation agreement with the University of Science and Technology, which is leading the research projects to aid the development of Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, and many more groundbreaking technological solutions. I now invite our private sector to join and make use of the Innovation Center to undertake product development activities and support local economic growth and regeneration. Normally, when we engage partners, what I say to them is, give us your problem statement and we provide you the thought leadership. Dear partners, while I'm heavily vested with the subject of innovation, and much excited about the launch of the MTC Innovation Center, I'm equally thrilled that we are opening a new mobile home here at the HTTPS Center, And this is a conveyance of customer convenience as we continue to bring our products and services closer to the people. I cannot wait to give you a tour of the Innovation Center as well as the mobile home.
Now, standing 6 stories tall, the state-of-the-art building has over 200 parking bays and more than 100 offices. The HTTPS can also facilitate large and small group meetings and is equipped with technological advanced video conferencing rooms and presentation rooms, making a fascinating work environment. Now, the HTTPS is located at the University of Science and Technology. Now, speaking at the same event is the Vice Chancellor of NAST.
Africa has long been cited as the final frontier for global growth and investment. The continent's nascent underdeveloped tech ecosystem have massive untapped potential where talented entrepreneurs is finally able to find growing pools of capital to evolve their ideas into successful business ventures. Just yesterday, Disrupt Africa reported that African tech startups raised just north of $2.7 billion in total funding in the first 3 quarters of this year. That is almost 30% more than the $2.1 billion banked already in 2021. In this space, FinTech is proving the main driver of investment on the continent, with 137 FinTech startups having raised a total north of $1.27 billion so far. Already more than $1 billion banked in 2021. What does this illustrate? Ladies and gentlemen, this illustrates that African tech startups and tech ecosystems continue to break fundraising records, even at the time when the global venture capital industry is experiencing a downturn. Moreover, it is a testament to the resilience of the tech sector on the continent and its status as a green field of opportunity. HTTPS, therefore, offers lucrative gateway to Africa's untapped tech potential. The HTTPS, at the moment, presents the only viable foreign direct investment strategy for Namibia's tech ecosystem. Why am I saying that as the only viable investment strategy? Because HTTPS is the only digital hub in Namibia that is actively creating partnerships by connecting SMEs and corporations with the newest innovators, inventors from science and startups. This is the digitization made in Namibia by Namibians for Namibians. We provide a strong network that stimulates innovation by promoting the exchange of expertise in technology and business. Ladies and gentlemen, HTTPS is not just hype. It is already a melting pot that provides the foundations for unique collaborations, and I will give you reasons as to why I make that statement. The Financial Times, the 2021 Foreign Direct Investment Intelligence Report on the African Tech Ecosystem of the Future, which HTTPS is one of those, revealed that Namibia's tech ecosystem is ranked top 8 in Africa, ahead of Rwanda, ahead of Uganda, ahead of Tanzania, and many other African countries. In fact, Namibia is ranked second overall on the continent, behind Tunisia, in terms of cost effectiveness in the tech industry space. In the context of Namibia, HTTPS, therefore, is a value proposition, or as a value proposition, is to provide access to young, tech-savvy population, high cost effectiveness for investment, human capital, talent, research infrastructure, and access to top experts. Therefore, HTTPS presents the most advanced technological infrastructure in this country. Not only that, it presents the most advanced intellectual capital in the tech space in Namibia. Thank you so much. In essence, HTTPS is Namibia's tech startup sector oyster. However, what is lacking is the necessary policy and legal reforms for venture capital to flow in Namibia. Therefore, it is encouraging that the Bank of Namibia is offering a regulatory sandbox, thereby advancing more credibility and more security to HTTPS as a foreign direct investment ready tech ecosystem in Namibia. HTTPS is more than a tech ecosystem. It is a social innovation enterprise that is supporting and fostering the skills development, upskilling, and migrating of national workforce for digitalization to meet the demands of the fourth industrial revolution and beyond. At HTTPS, we work with researchers, we work with entrepreneurs, teachers, schools, and students in various aspects of digital literacy, such as systems and software development.
And that is what we are getting from the opening of the Innovation Center by MTC. Now, the Minister of Industrialization and Trade, that is Lucia Ipumbu, gave her remarks at the SWITEX that is currently taking place in Swakopmund.
In one of our many trips to many of the African meetings, and we linked up from there, we fully welcome you and duly appreciate you. I further want to acknowledge the Director General of the National Planning Commission, who is standing in for our President, Honorable Obed Kanjode, representing Madam Nangula Wanja from the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board, amongst the African member states in terms of trading amongst ourselves. The intra-Africa trade stood at a mere 17% amongst ourselves. And if you compare that to our counterparts in Europe, who trade at a range of about 70%, and in Asian countries where trade is recorded to be around 50%, it leaves so much to be desired. While our continent is endowed with the abundance of natural resources, most are exported as primary product to the rest of the world and will go and create employment opportunities elsewhere while our people suffer in poverty. Hence, our two countries need to chart avenues of collaborations to add value to our resources and our raw materials. The regional and continental trade agreements we have subscribed to should therefore be a premises of where we need to step in the right direction. We need to provide a very good opportunity to increase the value addition and establishment of viable and competitive industry in the continent that could create a lot of employment opportunities, especially for women and the youth. Currently, our trade statistics between Zambia and Namibia indicate about an amount of $106 million to $130 million. That is the statistics ranging between the year of 2019 to 2021. That's now in favor of Namibia. Whereas on the other side, our trade between us in Zambia range between an amount of $1.1 and $1.3 million. Pardon me, even the first one was in millions. That meaning that Namibia imports from Zambia during this period have been shrinking, but we all know why, because of the pandemic that we have been engulfed in. What are the mechanisms for us to improve on these statistics? Furthermore, the statistics shows that Zambia has the potential to export more of the Namibian products as we look at maize, sugar, copper, table grapes, and so many others that Namibia have to offer. In addition, it also indicates that Namibia has an export potential of the following products from Zambia. And that is now fish, beer, cosmetics, salt, and so many other. The aforementioned trade statistics indicate the existing trade potential between two countries, and we only need to move to strengthen those ties. Our business community, as you are gathered here this morning, we are charging you and urging you to engage in massive business diversification initiatives and utilize the untapped opportunities, including engaging into regional value chains.
All right. Now, the Less Wine in Kapana is being hosted by the Brenda Promotions. We speak to John Shilemo on this.
It's a Wine in Kapana event. It's going to be hosted at Sisha Car Wash in Akazet Street opposite MNZ, Mercedes-Benz. Mm-hmm. So it's the ticket to enter is $300, and $300 entails a few things. You are going to get, of course, Kapana, free Kapana, endless Kapana being served in intervals, like 4 or 5 intervals, and wine as well will be served in the same manner in 4 or 5 intervals. And, of course, when you enter, you get your welcoming drinks and finger food. Mm-hmm. So then there were some performances from comics and a few artists, and also the people will be networking. So this is like the first event. We just wanted to penetrate the market. So yeah, that's why we are hosting this event.
Yes. Now, how does one enter this competition where you this giveaway to win one ticket? How do I enter?
This is what you do. What you do is you stand a chance to win a ticket for you and your ultimate favorite to the Greatest Wine and Kapana event. Simply do the below. Like this post, follow all tagged pages, repost this, and tag all tagged accounts. Tag your bestie on this post and tell us about your favorite thing about Kapana and wine. So then from there, we'll of course do data auditing, and then the winners will be announced on Friday, which is tomorrow. Yes.
Yes. Now, this liking the post and reposting the post and tagging it, on what social media platform is this happening?
Well, there's Dolce and Kapana. And then there is Lovers and Friends Wine Club. And then they can also repost it on the pages. The other one is Shisha Shine. Mm-hmm. Shisha Dash Shine on Instagram. Yeah, that's the handle on Instagram.
All right. Now, why Let's Wine in Kapana? Why not Let's Beer in Kapana?
Well, we targeted, of course, our target customers are, of course, wine lovers this time. Mm-hmm. This time we are targeting wine lovers, and Kapana goes well with wine. When you're having wine, you want to snack on something meaty to keep you active and so that you also enjoy the time. So, and we have figured out that we have themed it that way because we want to attract a certain crowd, people that are willing to come, and some of them, they are wine beginners, some of them are wine lovers, they are already matured in drinking wine. So it's basically, and we want also to theme it, to base it on fashion, and mostly people that are drinking wine are middle class people, so we expect them to come through and also network. Before you let me go, I just want to say, Namibia, don't miss out on this event. It's one of its kind. Let's go wine and Kapana.
Who is behind this wine, Let's Wine and Kapana event?
Well, there's about four or five young dynamic people. Well, there's Sindano Silas, there's Joe Erke, there is John Shailemo, there is Anna. So yeah, it's a few of us that came together to come and pull off this event. Yes, there are sponsors involved. We have Eagle FM. They also came on board as our media partner. Brando Promotions. We have Dolce and Kapana. We have Sisha Shine Car Wash, and we have Friends Lovers. We have Friends Lovers and wine.
And this marks the end of our business segment for today. I'll now cross over to Bishop Katenda, who will take you through Route Out of Corruption program. But for me here in studio, it's goodbye. Until next time.